Friday, October 31, 2008, from Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The local arm of German vehicle manufacturer Volkswagen of South Africa will invest 3 billion rand up to 2010. This is to renew its manufacturing plant in Uitenhage in the Eastern Cape. Volkswagen Global Head of Production Dr. Joachim Heisman says that this includes the introduction of new production technology in body shop and vehicle assembly operations and a new engine manufacturing strategy to supply the domestic and export markets. He adds that VWSA will review its number of production platforms from 3 to 2 as it drops the Golf Jetta platform, which it currently exports. The construction of international brewer Heineken's first South African brewery is ahead of schedule. Production is expected to start in the fourth quarter next year. Heineken Chief Operating Officer Perelt van der Merwe said that construction of the 549 million rand brewing facility southeast of Johannesburg was 3 weeks ahead of schedule. He said it would be completed by the third quarter next year. The Sedibeng brewery site on the R59 is a joint venture between Heineken and Diageo, with Heineken owning a majority 75% in the project. The highly automated brewery will have an initial capacity of 3 million hectolitres, with built-in flexibility to expand. It will brew a range of Heineken and Diageo brands, including Heineken and Amstel. Also making headlines, the DTI says it is moving ahead with the scrap export tariff study. Nissan Diesel says the South African truck market will slow down but won't collapse. Tonnage tax is seen as the key to unlocking South Africa's ship register growth. And PetroSA says that the feasibility study for the Kucha refinery is to be completed at the end of 2009. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.